did meet with His Lordship, the Chief Justice, in his chambers this morning. The object of the meeting was to map the way forward into of the matters that are pending that have a bearing on the electoral process. The Chief Justice advised that it was not possible for the Constitutional Court to hear and determine the matters before the dissolution of Parliament on midnight by Saturday. And he basically then advised that whatever we do, we should be very clear that it is not going to be possible to have that judgment by Saturday. He consolidated all the four matters with outstanding papers to be filed by Tuesday, with the matters themselves being heard by the Constitutional Court on Thursday, the 4th of July at 09:30 hours. And he basically advised us to consider the relief that we will be seeking, in view of the fact that the relief that we were seeking was that the electoral amendments be taken to Parliament, and by the time the determination is made, Parliament will no longer be sitting. It's something that we are considering, and we'll be filing supplementary papers in that regard.
So what does this mean now, Mr. Uriri, in terms of the matter that you had filed if Parliament is dissolved June 29?
Well, in our view, it doesn't change anything. The position that we have taken and the position that we urge upon the Constitutional Court is that the proclamation of the electoral laws by resort to the Presidential Powers Temporary Measures Act is unconstitutional. It is unlawful, and currently there is not in place an electoral law that complies with the provisions of paragraph 8 of the 6th schedule as read together with section 157 of the Constitution, which requires that there be an act of Parliament. And we are basically arguing that by whatever stretch of the imagination, the Presidential Powers Amendment of Electoral Law Regulations are not an act of Parliament. So if we are heard on Thursday and soon thereafter the court is in agreement with us, it would mean that the proclamation itself was invalid, that there is no electoral law. What that then leaves us with is a huge and unprecedented constitutional crisis, because we will not have an electoral law and we will not have Parliament to pass that law. And it's something that we are considering, and would hopefully have come up with a solution by the time we argue the matter.